Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 19th, 2026. Today is Thursday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Here ends the reading. Every year, every congregation in the Episcopal Church goes through the exercise of preparing what's called a parochial report. At its most basic, the report is a snapshot of the life of a congregation through the lenses of a few different metrics. Things like the average number of folks who attend worship on any given week, how many people were baptized, how many people are on paid staff, stuff like that. There are also several pages of financial data which must be reported, which gives a glimpse of the parish's fiscal health. From a denominational point of view, I understand the necessity of these reports, and still a part of me wonders if all of this counting and calculating are at all helpful in getting us to think in organic terms about what it means for the church to be the body of Christ. When Paul offers the Corinthians this powerful metaphor about what it means to be church, the community of the faithful, he is calling that congregation, and us too, I think, to have a bigger imagination about what life in Christ means. It's not about which spiritual teacher is best. It's not about what food you eat or don't eat. It's not about how many spiritual gifts are in evidence. It's about how all of us are connected with each other through the waters of baptism and the power of the Holy Spirit. Part of the challenge of a focus on a local congregation, whether in Corinth in the first century or Wauwatosa in the 21st, is the temptation to forget that the body of Christ does not begin and end in one specific location. When Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, communities of the faithful were popping up everywhere, and in all of their diversity of language, culture, and spiritual gifts, they were all part of the one body of Christ. Fast forward to today, and the latest numbers indicate that there are between 2.4 and 2.6 billion Christians in the world, or about 34% of the global population. Just stop for a moment and imagine the diversity of this body. From Tokyo to Rio de Janeiro, from Kalamazoo to Calcutta, from Johannesburg to Salzburg, from tiny villages to sprawling metropolises and every conceivable location in between. Think about the myriad of worship styles, from a few friends praying around a kitchen table to monks chanting in monasteries to worship bands with praise music to cathedral choirs with scores of voices. Think about all of the theological varieties. And Paul's metaphor still holds. We are one body, and we all need each other, even when we are challenged by differences of opinion and tempted by our own arrogance to believe that our particular part of the body of Christ is the most important part of the body. There's been much written of late about the decline of religious observance in the United States over the past few decades. This trend is not in dispute. What I do dispute, however, is that there will come a day when the church in the U.S. and all of its denominational and non-denominational expressions will be no more. As the body of Christ, the church belongs to Jesus, not any one of us, and as such, it will carry on until God puts a period on history, and the kingdom of God arrives in its fullness. In the meantime, we all may be called to envision new ways to carry out the mission and ministry of the church. The longer I've been working in and for the church, the more comfort I've taken in recognizing that I'm not responsible for societal trends. My work is simple: to faithfully be a pastor to these few hundred souls who call Trinity Church Wauwatosa their spiritual home, and to keep in mind that we not only need each other, but we are also part of something so much bigger than we can actually comprehend. You see, the body of Christ is not a number on a piece of paper. It is the living, breathing manifestation of the risen Lord in the world. And thanks be to God, you and I are part of it all. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.